current Lee Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Connie Turman at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Connie.
Hi, my name is Connie Turman, and welcome to a special edition of Currently Kirkland. Now is the time to nominate Kirkland for Google's Fiber for Communities project. Google is planning to test ultra-high-speed broadband networks in one or more locations in the United States and is seeking proposals, including citizen feedback, from cities, counties, and communities. We've asked local business, government, and technology leaders what they think about Google's Fiber for Communities project. We asked why Google should choose Kirkland for the project.
Well, Kirkland is an amazing town. It's right on the lake. It's framed by the mountains. It's a beautiful town. But what is even more special and more beautiful and more compelling is our community, our culture, the way that we are devoted to forward-looking and grasping the future and trying to make the most of it.
Well, we have a cool group of people here, I think, and a cool community. Kirkland is sitting in the midst. It's a small little town on the lake, Lake Washington, so it's got a very nice kind of spirit about it, outdoor spirit about it, you know, the summertime and the wintertime. Lots of people who like to be together. But it's right in the middle of one of the biggest metropolises in the U.S., which is the Seattle-Bellevue-Tacoma metropolis. So there's a part of Kirkland that says it's small enough to do interesting things with and actually start some interesting programs, and yet the impact would be bigger because it's a part of the metropolis of Seattle or the Seattle-Tacoma area.
I think it's the kind of community that would be seen as a creative leading community, and so would be very likely to make a great use of, not just on the business side, but on the social side, on the government side, and so on, of this kind of a network, because you've already shown leadership in that area.
We're just also a good demographic. I mean, we all work for tech companies around the area. We're all outdoors. We all sort of are community-oriented. We all want to spend time with each other, that kind of thing. So bandwidth would help that.
If you look at the descriptions of a creative community, obviously we fit that in terms of access to lots of companies, access to lots of people, access to really good education, a creative spirit in the city. I mean, you were one of the first cities to adopt a sort of a citizen wireless program so that citizens could have free wireless in the downtown area. And I thought that was huge. I mean, that was really showing leadership. Google is here. I mean, they have a nice office here, and I think they'll grow in this area. I think that's another reason. But we also have the other software communities in the area, and I think tapping into that.
And some of the cooler things that Google is doing with regard to cloud computing, for example, are being done here in Kirkland. And the idea that those Google employees, in fact, would go home or work, even the fact that the building is here or the Google business is here, would enable them to do things in Kirkland that would be different from potentially other cities that they're not in. So there's another reason.
There's lots of game developers in the area. I know that. In fact, I've been talking with some people about developing a immersive game around future studies, and their response to me is, well, you have lots and lots of game developers right there in Kirkland. Just work with them.
And how the Fiber for Communities project would change the lives of Kirkland residents.
And so, but to have that kind of quantum leap into super broadband would primarily enable, I think, a lot more what I think of as two-way communication, true telepresence. Not very many people have actually experienced sort of real true telepresence.
I have a daughter, for example, living in London right now. I've got 42 first cousins living in Reykjavik, Iceland. 42 of them, yes, that's true. I've got, you know, we've all got family all over the place. But the concept that you wake up and you go into a family room, and that has a different perspective. And the word family room actually might look a little different, where you've effectively got, you know, a nice digital paper wall, colored digital paper wall, where that room is connected to the other family's room, you know. So you've got enough bandwidth to do that. I remember the first time I had a telepresence session. And it was using going into a room with multiple monitors, and it was a Cisco telepresence. Totally different perspective on meeting, compared to video conferencing and the likes. And so the idea of actually having telepresence walls for families or telepresence walls for the businesses in a community is, I think, it's a phenomenal one, but you do need the bandwidth for perpetual, always-on telepresence walls for your family room.
It's really the best technology in terms of leveling the playing field for any size of business. If you're a small, woman-owned, independent agency such as myself, and especially if you're home-based, it really gives you the tools that you need to compete with larger businesses for accounts across the country and, in fact, the world. You know, with the global marketplace that we have today, I've worked with clients in India. I've worked with people in the former Soviet Union. It really is something that enables my business and my associates to do the kind of excellent work that our clients need to really get noticed across the globe. So it's doubly important for us to be able to very quickly access information. And, you know, with the internet and everything from Wikipedia to access to government databases and library resources, it really brings that very fast research capability to bear that is important not only for home-based businesses, but for all businesses.
Either a large company could do it, or frankly, the community could come together and the city of Kirkland could form a community data center, which would be based upon, you know, 100 meg links to every home, actually start using the, you know, parallel computing of multiple PCs sitting at homes, and start community businesses that were information-based that could become global businesses. So you could tie that with a power program or an energy-saving program that says, okay, every home, let's say we take 1,000 homes, all of them get some solar cells, the compute power is all done by solar, and the business that gets formed, and a number of businesses for that 1,000-person community could get formed. Basically, everybody who's a member of that grid could choose to form a business on that grid, where they're using very green-powered servers sitting in 1,000 homes of people in their community, and they could meet together every now and then just to make sure it was running right, but start 500 different businesses by each individual member with enough compute power that's all green to start, to basically, it's sort of like your own venture capital activity going on, but it's a community-based VC activity, because 1,000 people are connected on a very high bandwidth with green power and working together to figure out new ideas and basically community-based business startups.
So bandwidth should be looked at as a utility. There's a lot of elderly people, sick people that need to communicate, and we're finding that these days the elderly are using the internet and broadband, and some things could be an emergency situation that could be life-saving if they had fast bandwidth to be able to communicate.
When I'm around people who are in the aging field, they're really interested in how could you use bandwidth to do sensors and communication with people in homes so they can live there longer, live there more safely.
The next big company could be a healthcare company. And the concept was that the company that comes up with ideas for monitoring of health in the home on a regular basis, either for people who are ill or for just, the, you know, you and me, and the type of services provided by, first of all, that monitoring, at-home healthcare through good video connections, and could become the next big thing, the next big Google.
And then there's the whole youth generation, and Kirkland, you know, has a lot of creative young people, and what we know about them is that they spend a lot more time on the web uploading information than the general population does. They spend a lot more time in two-way communication, so, and they're the ones, of course, from whom a lot of these new apps and clever ideas come from, and so if they had this capability available to them, I think that we would see a kind of an explosion in creativity around what can you do when you have this much potential.
I would see increased bandwidth here in the city of Kirkland as being really vital for communications for our really diverse population. You know, a lot of people take for granted because of where we're located in Seattle in the shadow of so many fine technology companies, people might think that Kirkland has all the bandwidth it needs already, but it really doesn't. We're really a sort of a small microcosm of middle-class America as well as the technology-enabled firms that surround us. So our citizens here are very diverse in terms of ethnicity, in terms of income, in terms of education. And the people here in Kirkland really do rely and use the internet a lot in their daily lives as well as in their business lives. So anything we can do in Kirkland to improve citizen access to greater bandwidth or greater resources is going to benefit the community as a whole. It's going to help our citizens live better, fuller, more productive lives, and it's going to help us to attract more businesses, enable more businesses, whether they're home-based or not, to grow and really succeed here in their own backyards.
Obviously, it would enable you to do more live audience kind of feeds, I would think, so that you don't have to be on a television network, you'd just be on this network, so you could be doing a performance and everybody in the city who is on this high bandwidth network could be there, and there's no delay, and there's no, you could probably then do high def stuff, plus you could record everything and quickly download any high def performances that you want. That's attractive to me because you can download high definition video now, but it takes a while. Mm-hmm. And if it becomes much, much faster, then obviously people are going to do it more. And people are going to record more because now it's available to more. So for the arts community, I would think that it would have a lot of potential in terms of making material more widely available.
You know, really when it comes down to it, we're just like any other American city, and there's always room for improvement, and I think Google can help us do that.
I think in a city, bandwidth matters because it creates community. It means that we can connect ourselves in better ways with all of that scanned content and all those videos we're shooting and do whatever we want with it.
This potential of this bandwidth would enable us to go kind of from the Model T level, as sophisticated as it already is in the Internet, to go from the Model T Internet to the next level.
We have a world-class medical center. We have two colleges, one a university, another a college. We have a great, wonderful school district in the area. And we are a city that has a robust human services infrastructure. And all of these things can be linked together by all the applications that will be available through that Google proposal.
To nominate Kirkland for Google's Fiber for Communities project, go to www.google.com/app/fiber-RFI and click Get Involved. The deadline for nominations is Friday, March 26th, so make sure to nominate Kirkland for the next step in broadband technology. For more information about Google's Fiber for Communities project, go to the city's website and click Google Broadband. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.